he exclaimed. What's that? He was headed towards what appeared to be a house-looking boat on the sea. It was huge. There was a long queue at the entrance. Whoever had taken him certainly did not live in Dominica, and who knows where he was going next. Upon entering the ship, he heard some people saying that they couldn't wait for the next stop in St. Lucia. Prince's lips almost dropped to the bottom of the handbag. How unfortunate! He would never see his friend Crapo again. Not to mention, the hope of reuniting with his family would eventually become a long-lost dream. Prince had lost the willpower to go on.